This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Would you want to go?
Where?
To the Super Bowl in Cleveland, or would you want to watch it at home?
Do I get free tickets? I'm not a politician.
I feel like an usher will open the door for you.
So I would get tickets? Hey, yeah, I'll go.
I don't know about a
you
ticket.
You don't have tickets. You're just going, hey, Mr. Carmen, it's good to see you.
Hey, let's step right up here.
Hey.
That somebody would just
open. Guess your weight.
I don't think that's
guess
how
your
that,
for a ticket.
I don't think that's how that works in the NFL. I don't think you can walk through any door without having...
I've seen some videos on YouTube that would definitely tell a different story.
Well, there's the guy who stays a really long time to see how long he could stay at a stadium before he has to leave. Or the guy who just... I don't know how he's able to just walk into any college football stadium in America. He reminds me of you. I'm not going to tell you where.
That's why I respect it. I respect, as long as he's not like committing crimes.
I will tell
if he's
you
just
that
doing it for the gag.
I don't find it that hard to believe that he can walk in. Have you ever tried to walk into college football stadiums? I've been into quite a few.
I told you, Kenny, at Michigan. So I have a close friend I lived with at Ohio State. Him and his dad were waiting outside an Ohio State Michigan game, right? Sold out and everything. Yeah. Couldn't get tickets, and the resale was ridiculous. It was like $1,000 to get in. And he said, "You can always tell." He had experience doing this in the past, and he's looking at all the guys at the gates at Michigan, and he sees a vulnerability. And what I mean by that is, there's just. The line is a little bit different over at one of the ways into the stadium where they have people coming on through. And he goes, look, he goes, that guy's on the take. He goes, watch this. I'm going to see if he's on the program. He walked up to him and he said, hey, what's the program? What's the cost?
What's the program?
The guy told him. He gave him cash. He walked right in. He goes, you're on your own once you're in.
What's the program?
No, you have no official ticket, but I'm letting you in. And he estimated that guy. He saw like 15 guys do the same thing. He's like, how much did that usher make? Now, you got cameras everywhere now, so that was 20-plus years
digital
ago.
Digital tickets and things
like
that.
Yeah, I imagine it's a lot harder to do something like that, but there's always guys scamming.
When I was on the road with Ashlyn years ago, we had to go up to Michigan. A lot of games in Michigan and the old GLIAC. And on my way back, I was like, oh, my God, I didn't realize how close Michigan Stadium is. I got to go off and see it. Literally got out of the truck, and the gates were wide open. I think they were playing, like, Delaware State. Like it was like a weird mid-season non-con. This is October, and I walked the gate wide open, wide open. Nobody at the main gate or at the gate to walk in because you can walk right off the street and basically down to your seat if you wanted to. And I walked in, I go, I can't believe I'm just standing here. And I took a look around. And it's cleanup duty, and there's nobody there. They're still playing. There's nobody there. I think it was like 50-0 at that point, and I'm just going, All right, I've seen it.
I've seen a Michigan game.
Got back in my truck and drove back down. Like, that's all it was. And the time when you and I ended up at Kinnick Stadium and Lima walked in like his grandfather was Niall Kinnick and nobody said boo to a goose. And there were guys holding them big, very large guns. And they just looked at Lima like he was Mr. Hawkeye himself. And then he got back in the truck and we went on to Ames. And that's how that went. Guys walk into college stadiums all the time. The NFL, I don't know. It seems to be tight. Either way, I go for a free ticket. Other than that, I told you how I feel about the Super Bowl. I'm probably not going to go. I'll watch on.
Don't forget the halftime show. Halftime show is always a big deal. Maybe just for that.
I have liked the halftime shows recently. Daryl Ryder coming up in 15 minutes. All right, we got to play this. This is Eric Dickerson here. Eric Dickerson's had some strong opinions ever since I've known about Eric Dickerson I was a little kid.
How many people sent you this clip? For me, it was over 100.
Plenty of people sent me this. This is Eric Dickerson saying there is conspiracy afoot that the NFL didn't want Shador Sanders getting drafted.
And I'll tell you this much here, what I heard from someone that's in the NFL, that the NFL told other, don't draft him. Do not draft him. We're gonna make an example out of him. And this came from a very good source. And he said that, I won't say who, somebody called the Cleveland Browns and said, don't do that. Draft
really?
Him. Yep. Draft him. Don't do that. Because they weren't going to draft him either. They weren't going to draft him. Mm-mm. They were forced into drafting him because somebody made a call to them. I say this is a NFL side source for sure.
Eric's saying that they called the Browns and said to draft him.
Yes.
Yeah, end the boycott or whatever, and go get him.
See, I have respect for Eric Dickerson as a football player, and I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't believe that. If he would have said that the NFL called and said, you better not draft this guy, don't do it, I would believe him because the Browns have not gone the way the NFL wants them to go here over the last few years. I think that's pretty clear. When it came to the guaranteed contract and some of the other stuff, I think the Browns have kind of done their own thing, and it's upset a lot of people in the NFL. If they would have said, you better not draft him or we're going to have a problem with you, and they drafted him anyway, I go, yeah, maybe that's really believable. Maybe that's really believable. I don't know what made him last to the fifth round, man. I have no idea. It is a weird-ass thing. And again, maybe we'll see. Maybe he'll go out there at some point this year, and he's going to suck up the room, and then we'll find out. Okay, now we find out why he went in the fifth round.
So
maybe,
Kenny,
we find out. But things just don't add up right
now. I always laugh at these types of conspiracies. I'm like, there's 32 teams. These owners all want to literally do whatever it takes to get over on the other one. That's all they care about. Sure, they're friends when it comes to making money, but when it comes to, you know, doing everything they can to put their team in position to get a steal, whether it's a draft pick, whether it's just whatever edge they could possibly get, I laugh at these conspiracy theories every single time until the Lamar Jackson thing happened, when he had a chance to become, I guess, a restricted free agent. And all these quarterback-starved teams, not one of them even made an offer to the guy that has won two MVPs. Really, it could have been three. Let's be honest. Last year might have been his best year. It could have been three MVPs and not one other team in the NFL. Like, this league does have a way to collude. This team does have a way. Now, would they collude? Here's where he loses me. Why would they pick Shador Sanders? First of all, likable kid. I don't care. The people that don't pay attention don't think he's likable because they don't know anything about him. The people that called us about nepotism, and it's like, have you ever actually watched him deal with people in the community?
The most famous call we had was nepotism, and then the guy wanted to take Arch Manning.
Yeah, I know. In the very next sentence.
He's thrown about six passes in his college career so far.
And there's one clip during a game that has been referenced of him being kind of crappy towards an opposing ball boy. Okay. I mean, do you want to show Baker?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mayfield and how he acted towards people on a football field with utter disdain. Okay, so that one doesn't pass muster with me. Why Shador? Someone's got to explain to me why. You say, oh, he built a brand. Have you seen Caleb Williams? Have you seen Jaden Daniels? Like, all these guys not only transfer, they play at three different high schools, three or four different colleges. Mm-hmm. They all have NIL money now. They all have a brand. They all have a huge social media following. Welcome to the future of the NFL. So explain to me, whether it's Eric Dickerson, whoever, the conspiracy loses when you tell me it's a guy that ends up getting taken in the fifth round.
But you're saying that
that's where you lose me.
But you think it's believable because of Lamar.
I think it's believable that in extreme situations where after the Deshaun Watson deal, all the owners said, hey, we are not the NBA. We are not going to be held hostage by the latest and greatest player for guaranteed contracts, and then in turn, every guy in the NFL, a league where one injury, see Nick Chubb, and your career might be over. Like, we are not doing guaranteed contracts. So we have to hold firm. So what happens after the Deshaun Watson? And now we know there was collusion. There absolutely was collusion when it came to Lamar Jackson. So I'm not going to do that. That's where they lose me.
Why?
Doesn't make any sense.
Him?
In fact, he seems like an awesome guy to promote if you're the NFL.
There's just
Think of how many fans. Think of how many fans are now paying attention to the Browns preseason games. And then the minute he's on the fourth on the depth chart, they might go away. But why would you not want that as part of your marketing wing? Where I know the NFL markets teams, they also get a lot out of marketing some of the individuals. And Shador would be one of those.
Why him, though? All the reasons you make is why a team would draft him and why the NFL wouldn't be calling people to not draft him. So unless he's the devil in disguise and we have no idea about that, why on earth would the NFL do that? That's where I'm lost on it. You are absolutely right. The Lamar Jackson thing, listen, they're very powerful people. They will do anything they can to protect themselves.
I know people will roll their eyes, some people, half the people, but, you know, Colin Kaepernick could have easily been on rosters.
Oh, yeah.
But it was
not
it was,
10 years later when we
yeah,
were still
not 10
calls,
years
but,
later,
yeah.
But he was definitely good enough. Maybe not the guaranteed a starting spot.
Oh, clearly.
He was definitely good enough to be on rosters. Clearly. And the rest of the league said, no. Nah,
clearly.
We don't really feel like dealing with this anymore.
Jeff in University Heights, you're first up on the Fan.
Yes, good morning, guys. This is very believable. The NFL is the most hypocritical sports league in America, for number one. And you just pointed out one of the facts about it with Lamar Jackson. You know, what do we hear all the time? It's all about winning. Winning's not everything, it's the only thing, blah, blah, blah. And yet you have a talent like Lamar Jackson, but all of a sudden it's not about winning, it's about politics. And there's no way in the world that you can convince me, even with my public school education that was supposedly substandard, which it wasn't, even though I went to a public college, the Ohio State University, not a private school, even with that education, there's no way you can tell me that there were 143 players in this draft better than Shador Sanders. The NFL was sending a message to the Sanders family. I don't know if it's to Shador or Dion or both, But, of course, I agree 100% with Eric.
But why? What was the message? I don't know. What is the message?
The message is that they felt, for whatever reason, that Shador and his dad had a sense of entitlement or arrogance, and so they wanted to show them that this is still our league and you're not going to come in here dictating things. So,
are you talking about over the...
Why didn't they do it with Johnny Manziel then?
Jeff, are you saying this because it is pretty clear now that the Sanders were very picky, choosy on who they were going to talk to, interview with, like, they didn't like that activity?
Well, possibly, but Tony, didn't the Mannings do the same thing when Eli came out?
100%.
In fact, I could say something to be very controversial, but I don't want to go there because...
Go.
Then,
you know, we got plenty of time. Let's go ahead.
We got time now.
The floor is yours. Play the race card.
Where no show plays the race card better than this show. Let's go.
The establishment of the NFL doesn't like a self-assured, arrogant type of black man like Deion Sanders, and that's how they perceive his son to be. There is no, again...
You don't think the NFL loved Deion Sanders when he was playing and the marketing of him, the networks marketed him to no end? They didn't love that?
Because remember, he went to Dallas at the same... And Jerry's maybe the most powerful of all the NFL owners. I know he sounds like a crazy person anymore, but he is like the most powerful. Like, there's owners and then there's like the inner circle, and Jerry's the head of the inner circle. And remember, that was at the time where they opened up all the marketing things. Like, there was the official so-and-so of the Dallas Cowboys. And Deion was there. I mean, Jerry Jones made a lot of money with Deion Sanders.
Okay, Ken and Tony, just answer me one question. Were there 143 players in this?
I don't believe so. I don't believe so.
I agree with you.
What
other explanation can you have then? This kid dropped all the... Heck, he's better than the guy that the Browns drafted ahead of him. Eric Dickerson is right. It was a conspiracy to send a message to the Sanders fans.
I agree with you. Jeff. I agree with Jeff to a certain degree, and let me tell you why. Jeff, thank you for the call. I'm tired of letting the Mannings just run everything when it comes to the NFL draft. Is anybody else? I mean, good God. So Shador Sanders has to go fifth round? But, hey, Arch Manning. I mean, I'm saying, are there teams not willing to give his grandfather a 1% stake at some point? We're just going to let the Mannings do everything they want?
And you know what? Like, Jeff, I didn't want to dismiss the race card entirely because I do think for the longest period of time, I mean, the black quarterback was something that a lot of owners were uncomfortable with. I do think we got to admit there's been progress here. I mean, Anthony Richardson, where did he go in the draft? The guy can't play, but where did he go in the draft? Like, there are plenty of African-American quarterbacks that now teams are trusting.
But
they
think
are
you
absolutely
also,
trusting. And a lot of them are brash and confident and self-assured.
But I also think you have to look at the owner. I mean, Jim Irsay was basically open to anything. I mean, if you're going to say anything about the guy, and I know there's skeletons in that closet, but he seemed to be pretty open to anything that would help him win. And I know that was a guy who owned the team that Peyton Manning played for crying out loud. But you go back in the history of the NFL and the history of ownerships in the NFL, there's some ugliness there.
Sure.
When it comes to what Jeff was talking about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.